Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Mandy Mentor Show. It's the Mandy Mentor Show.
And Victoria.
It's the Mandy Mentor Show.
The Mandy Mentor Show with Eman.
Put your hands up to the ceiling if you feel it.
Mandy.
Education, good vibration, she gon' bring it.
That's Mandy.
Inspiration and power is food for your soul.
Mandy.
So wake up, stand up,
and let's go.
It's the Mandy Mentor Show.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
It's the Mandy Mentor Show.
And
it's
Victoria.
It's the Mandy Mentor Show.
Whoa, 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 whoa. The Mandy Mentor Show with Eman.
Oh, yeah. This is the Mandy Mentor Show. We broadcast this show out of Dallas, Fort Worth. As you know, I'm your host, Mandy. If you know someone that should be listening to Mandy the Mentor Show, have them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/Mandy the Mentor. As always, we would like to hear from you. You can give us a call this evening at 563-999-3533.
Yep, that's 563-999-3533.
Shout out to all of you guys that are listening on the network and those of you that are coming in on the phone line. Happy Sunday to you.
Yeah.
Shout out to Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe Network. Shout out to everyone.
Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe Radio.com.
Yes.
Read your note.
So, as my notes state, Artists Around the Globe Network, which we know the website is .com, radio.com. Shout out to all of you guys that are listening over there on Southern Soul this evening to Mandy the Mentor Show. All right, all right, all right. So we have a show for you guys today.
Yeah. Well, we're back in the building. We're so excited and delighted to be back over here on Blog Talk Radio Network. Because why? Because we was out last week, man.
We were out last week.
A whole lot of technical difficulties going on.
Right.
Yeah, well, we're back. We're back. We're excited and delighted to be back over here on the Mandy the Mentor Show on tonight. I want to thank all you guys that's coming in on the phone lines on tonight. Those of you that's coming in on the network, we want to appreciate you. Listen. You know, text us or call us if we got any problems out there. We don't
right.
never know on this end.
There's a lot going on. A lot going on.
Well, you know, they had that big earthquake. Ladies and gentlemen, we broadcast down in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, but we get a signal from New York City up there in Brooklyn, and they had an earthquake, so it affected everything. So that signal, we wasn't able to get it.
Right.
And so we get the backlash on this end.
Mm-hmm.
But we want to appreciate all you guys. It's coming in on tonight, coming in on the phone lines. You can call us up here at 563-999-3533. It is the Mandy the Mentor Show. We're back in the building. Happy Sunday evening, everybody.
Happy Sunday evening.
Yeah. How do you get in the chat room, man?
All right, guys. So in order to access the chat room, you will go to blogtalkradio.com/Mandy the Mentor.
Mm-hmm.
Over comments, there's a sign-in option. You will enter your Facebook credentials, and that will give you access to the chat room.
For sure, then.
Right.
Shout out to Victoria, who's out tonight.
She is out tonight.
Listen, she ain't worked her a month yet. She'd already missed 2 days.
Taking so many vacations. She's already on vacation. But it's okay. We're going to hold it down for tonight.
Yeah. We got you, Vic. If you're out there listening, maybe she'll call in here shortly. If you're out there listening, Vic, we got you. We got you covered. We got you covered.
Right. So tonight, guys, we're going to talk a little bit about the college campus protest that's going on, right? You guys have seen it. It's been going on all around the USA. So many different colleges, they've been protesting. So we want to get into it, and we want to know what are you guys' views when it comes to the college's protest.
Right.
And also, President Joe Biden signed a bill to ban TikTok.
Oh, yeah, he did. Yeah, that's what we're talking about tonight. College protest, college campus protest. I'm quite sure a lot of you guys have seen a lot of that. The protesters is protesting their rights. You know what
right,
I'm saying?
Right.
But what is over there? What is the Palestinians and the Jews? You know, I know the big protest was down in Austin, Texas. You know, and the thing about it is, man, that I feel like everybody have a right, has a voice to what they believe. You know,
yeah.
I just believe in peaceful protesting. Whatever you want to stand for, if it's, you know, whatever you're standing for, whatever your rights is, and you feel like you need to allow your voices to be heard, I think it's okay to do that. We just want it to be peaceful.
Yeah, you know, with the this generation, kind of like the college age, they're more radical.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're very radical, and they're about human rights and things of that nature, which we all are, right? Mm-hmm. But this is a different level that we're experiencing.
Right.
You know, at the end of the day, they want their voices to be heard.
Right.
But I do agree with you, Iman. At the end of the day, we should have peaceful protests, you know, and there's a lot of confusion that's going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of fighting back and forth. You know, right. If it's not politics, if it's not in the politics, the government, it's just things that are going on here with common people. And so
I got your
with
mic
our
hot
young
over
people,
there. Your mic is hot.
Is it hot?
Yeah, it's hot.
So what is it sound
like?
That
means bang off of it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, I can't go any farther. Okay. I can't go back any farther.
Well, you can just move your head back. You sound good.
Producer.
I'm telling you, it's hot.
Fix the mic, producer. That's your job. But as I was saying, there's a lot that's going on. And with this generation, that, you know, they believe in letting their voices be heard by any means necessary.
Right. Well, we got audio tonight, man.
We do.
For those of you that have not really been following the story, we'll give you a lot of audio of a local station here, which is Fox 4 News down in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. My mic is hot, too. Yeah. Listen, you know, they got the network. Now, everything is screaming at us tonight.
Do your job, producer.
Hey, listen. I need to raise all this stuff I got to do. Jesus Christ. But, yeah, that's what we're talking about on tonight. Then we're talking about, what else are we talking about? Joe Biden signing to be on TikTok.
Ban TikTok. Yeah, we want to jump into
it's
that.
It's already been signed.
So we want to just talk about it, you know, a little bit more. There's so many different views when it comes to banning TikTok. And they have given their reason, and there's other reasons also. So we'll get into that a little later on in the show.
Yeah. And I tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, those of you that want to call us up tonight and jump into our conversation, we're in the month of May, you know, we have made it to the month of May, and that's what we're going to be talking about on tonight. But y'all know what the month of May is always something going on.
Yeah.
You know, it's Mental Health Awareness Month.
Right.
In the month of May. Yeah, May 1st is Mental Health Awareness Month. We want you guys to listen, get your mental checked out.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are cray-cray. A lot of people need to take their medicine.
It's certainly important that we make sure that we seek mental help when needed. You know, a lot of people, they have been affected in their psyche.
Right.
And it's okay to need help. What is it, and especially, Iman, let me just say this, in our community, in the Black community, it seems like when you talk about counseling and therapy, people they take it as it's something negative, right?
Yeah, because right.
Go ahead.
Yeah, because it's always been deemed that if you go sit down, because you know all the therapists do, all the counselors do is just allow you to get out what you've been holding in.
Absolutely.
Really. And it's good for the emotional. When we talk about mental health, when we talk about health awareness, it's for your psyche. It's for, you know, your body. Mm-hmm. It's all kind of things that it don't mean that you're crazy. Like I said, cray-cray. It don't mean that you're crazy in the head.
Right.
It's just that, you know, you're trying to express, and sometimes it's just better to talk to people to get it all out.
And also someone that can provide tools, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tools that a person can use that would help them to walk through or to accomplish what they're trying to accomplish.
Right,
so whatever
right.
the dilemma, the challenge may be, I feel like it takes a person that's pretty much wise and pretty much secure in the role they're walking down to say, okay, you know what? I need this measurement of help.
And there's nothing wrong with that. And
right.
so it's been deemed down through the years, like if you go see a shrink, something wrong with you. No, and then you got to understand the era. This is 2024. We got to get past all of that. Well, you know, you don't need therapy. Everybody needs some therapy.
Absolutely. Every therapist, every counselor,
yes.
every advisor, they also need someone to talk to. They also need some type of accountability, even in that area.
For sure that.
So, and everybody isn't that accountability,
but
they know who the accountability is. So at the end of the day, everybody need help somewhere.
Right. And so May is that month,
Absolutely.
I mean, we say all year long, but May 1st, You know, it's Mental Health Awareness Month, so all month long we'll be dipping and dabbing and talking a little bit about that. And then also it's Mother's Day. May is the month of mothers for mothers.
Right.
And so early shout out to all the mothers out there that's doing the doggone thing. We want to appreciate each and every mother that's got a child, that's taking care of a child, that's a surrogate mother, that's a godmother, that's a spiritual mother.
Uh-huh.
You know, shout out to me and your heavenly mothers, both our mothers. Is, you know, they looking over the banister, looking down at us and talking, go on, baby. Go ahead, baby. You know.
Yes.
And so shout out to all the mothers out there. We know it's next week, you know. Listen. The stores will be full.
They will be.
You know, because mothers need a good week to celebrate. Listen, brothers out there, you know, you got a wife. She's a mother. Or she's taking care of your kids or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You need to shower her all week long with something. We need to make it a whole week for the mothers.
This is true.
You know, you need to buy some flowers, send her to get a massage.
Yes.
You know, rub her feet, you know, kiss her toes, whatever you need to do. You know, rub her hair, you know, pamper these mothers this week.
Right, and husbands, you know.
Yeah.
Your wife is a mother.
Yeah. You get pampered all year long. We want to make sure we celebrate mothers. And those of you, let me go ahead and say this. Whatever art you got with your mother, because you know scripture talks about that too, Mandy, where in the last days, sons are against fathers, mothers against daughters. And you're seeing a lot of that nowadays, you know, just disrespectful.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Ain't got no kind of respect for their elders or their parents. And what's scary about that with a lot of these youth today, they think they being clever and smart. But you know what's scary about that?
Mm.
They shorten their days on the earth.
That's right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so, we want to make sure we honoring our mothers and you know, appreciating them in some type of way because, you know, y'all do a lot. And so I'll be the first to come on the Mentor Show and say shout out to all the beautiful mothers out there.
Yes.
You know, y'all have did a good job. You're doing a good job. Keep your head up. Keep your back straight. You know, hey, make it do what it do.
That's right.
And we appreciate y'all. So all month long, you know, we're going to be celebrating mothers just as well in the month of May, man.
This is true.
Yeah.
We will be celebrating mothers. And for those of you that if you still have your mother and she's living, mm-hmm. and I'm just reiterating what Eman has already said, do something special for her. You know, and you know, money isn't everything.
Right.
If you can't buy a gift, just that quality time.
You know, just really call and say hello.
Write about the past.
Yeah.
Tell her how awesome she is and how she helped you make it through challenges,
right,
you know?
Right.
There's so much that we can do. Be creative.
Yeah. It's a whole lot you can do out there, you know, because I'm in the Dallas Independent School District, and they already making the Mother's Day cards.
They are.
But now, howsoever, next month is coming June. Father's Day, you know, we want that same energy and same kind of love.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Fathers should be celebrated as well.
Yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, we see you guys coming in on the phone line. So, on tonight, we want to thank all of you guys that's joining us by way of both networks, Blog Talk Radio Network and Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe, radio.com. Over there on the other side, shout out to Mr. Curtis Frazier. We want to appreciate you on tonight.
Yes.
Shout out to Victoria. We want to, man, we just excited and delighted to be back. We had took a hit last Sunday.
We did.
You know, so it hurt my feelings. We got a little chance to do something different, huh, man? You know, to sit in front of these microphones, huh?
We did.
Oh, you know, you were smiling over there like, woo, boy, I ain't got to work tonight. Hashata. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're glad to be back on the Mandy the Mentor Show. Then, Mandy, you know, I want to throw this in here for free. You know how preachers be like, I want to put this in for free. This ain't on my notes, but I want to put this in for free. You got a podcast getting ready to start.
Oh, yeah.
It's called Intriguing Conversations with a Podcast with Mandy.
Yes,
that's launching this month. In the month of May, boy, we got a lot going on in May, huh?
We have a lot going on, period.
Yeah, we try to, you know, we're going to be putting that out, you know, sitting over on the couch, you doing interviews. And how excited you about this new podcast you're getting ready to do, man?
I'm excited. I'm so excited. We're going to talk about various topics, right?
Okay.
Really intriguing topics. And also, if you guys, if you have a topic that you would like for us to cover with one of our guests, just reach out to us on Facebook, Mandy the Mentor, and just let us know, you know. But we're going to talk about friendships. We're going to talk about just different relationships.
Okay.
We're going to talk about views as Christians, mm-hmm. as far as our perspective, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about children.
Okay.
Young adults.
Uh-huh.
Dating, from courting to marriage, you know.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to get into some sensitive topics as well. So you guys want to keep it locked.
Yeah, well, you,
here
you,
on Mandy the Mentor Show.
You know, you kind of brought me on for a little bit to talk to me. And then, you know, it's intriguing. Y'all want to go check that out?
Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my. Well, you know, people were like, blink twice, Mandy, if you're okay. So,
yeah. And which, you know.
No, real conversations,
mm-hmm,
right?
Right, right?
People, this is the thing.
Right.
I think that, you know, you and I, Emet, coming on as a married couple,
mm-hmm.
I think that just having open, real conversations, it's okay, right?
Right, right.
It's okay. And we showed the clip where I was saying that I do not like being misquoted, and people... If you know me, you know that is a pet peeve of mine. When somebody
I
hate, you know this, don't say oh really. I hate when somebody misquote me. And so you, my dear,
mm-hmm.
you're like, I'm not one of your mentees, which was, that was like the highlight of the moment when we were taping, right? And we just thought that that part was just definitely good to put out there. But that is your personality, and that was mine also, you know.
Mm-hmm.
True personality, we are who we are.
Well, just go back and watch the clip. You know, it's a whole lot in there that y'all, because see, to me, man, it's sometimes people don't have real conversations, you know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying?
Right.
And so as you learning a person and growing with a person, you know, and we in transition, you know, getting to know each other, you know, it ain't nothing bad. It's just that you're learning each other.
Right.
And, you know, you got strong, strong personality. You know, I got
mm-hmm.
a strong personality.
Mm-hmm.
You believe what you believe. I believe what I believe.
True.
But you got to come to that common ground to know how to have talk to a person first and foremost. Right.
Right.
And then have a conversation. A lot of times people talk over people's head. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I have did so many conferences in my day, you know, marriage conferences.
Mm-hmm.
I did so many different single conferences, and it all boils down in how you communicate.
Mm-hmm.
What when it comes to body language, what a person's saying,
mm-hmm.
how they're expressing themselves, all of that matters
right.
when you're in a relationship, because you could just be saying something real simple, but if you're energy comes across real strong, somebody might get offended, and you're not really trying to offend them. You know what
right.
I'm saying? And so we talk. You know, it was just a great conversation. I was glad to sit on the couch with you.
I was happy to have you.
Yeah, well, we're gonna be doing that. That's starting in May, and so we want you guys to follow that. Where can they watch that again, man? See that?
So you guys can go to Mandy the Mentor Facebook and also our YouTube page. We will be uploading the segments to our YouTube page.
Right, right.
But we got to pay some bills.
Yeah, we do. We 2 minutes over. We'll
we
be
are
back.
2 minutes over.
Hey, this your show.
Yeah, keep it locked here on Mandy the Mentor Show. We'll be back in a moment.
All right, guys. Keep it locked. It's the Mandy the Mentor Show.
You're listening to The Sound.
let us exalt his name together. Because you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, I lift my hands to you and give you this praise.
Telling you what God has done. I'm counting Rachel McCants with EMDJ. You're listening to The Mandy the Mentor Show on Blog Talk Radio Network and Southern Soul Artist Around the Globe Radio.com.
All right, all right. Welcome back, guys, to the Mandy the Mentor Show. All right, so guys, give us a call tonight if you want to tap into the conversation at 563-999-3533. We're going to talk about the college campus protest, and also we're going to talk about the TikTok bill that Joe Biden signed.
Yes, and ladies and gentlemen, don't forget, we got an encouragement for the soul, encouragement segment over here on the Mandy the Mentor Show. That's in about 3 or 4 minutes, huh?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it's the first Sunday of the month. We got Miss Renee Matthews. I'm doing Victoria's job. That's why,
right.
You know, Victoria, you listen here. I can't be doing your job for you. I got my old job to do. Her Chronicles, Miss Renee Matthews, that's coming up at 7:30. So, ladies and gentlemen, we want to appreciate you hanging out on the phone lines, that's hanging out on the network. But, man, we got audio.
We do.
You want to play a little audio of what we're talking about on tonight?
Yes.
It's the protest that they was protesting down in Austin, Texas. Y'all guys check this out. We'll be right back.
Several protesters were detained during a pro-Palestine protest on the UT Austin campus this afternoon.
So today's protest at UT Austin mirrored those seen on campuses across the country. Hundreds of students walked out of class and they planned a march and a sit-in on campus. Officers were brought in to try to disperse the crowd, and the governor cheered on the law enforcement response on social media, suggesting protesters should be kicked out of school. Fox 4, Sean Rabb in studio now with the latest. Sean.
And Heather, of course, we've been watching these protests play out over the Israel-Hamas war across the country today, coming to the Lone Star State. Many across the state today, but the biggest, most vocal, and at times tense, on the University of Texas at Austin campus. Let's take a look at the video. Austin police and state troopers at times tangled with demonstrators at UT. Law enforcement forming lines across the campus to try and prevent the students from marching through the campus. At times again clashing with protesters. At least 24 demonstrators detained. All of this as classes for others continued on campus. The university in a statement warned it would not tolerate disruptions like those at other campuses. A small crowd of counter-protesters were present as the demonstration grew both in size and intensity.
I would watch what was going on college campuses, and I would see people shouting, not for peace, they were shouting for the destruction of Israel, they were shouting for an intifada, they were shouting for the death of the Zionism, and I stand for peace. I want peace. I don't think this protest stands for peace.
Protesters say they had planned a walkout and march to the main campus where speeches and events were planned. The rally organized by the Palestine Solidarity Committee, that group demanding UT Austin divest from manufacturers supplying Israel weapons in its strikes on Gaza. Governor Greg Abbott expressed support for the arrests that were made and said more would be coming until students dispersed.
All right, Sean Rabb in studio. Sean, thank you for that.
All right, all right. So that was the reports from here in Dallas, Channel 4, right? Channel 4 News, Dallas Report. E-man, there's so many, and those of you that are listening on the phone line and on the network, there's so many protests that's going on right now, not only in the USA, but also around the world.
Right.
Paris has been protesting. In Sydney, Australia, there's been protests. Canada, there's been protests. And it's like it's had a domino effect, E-man. I was listening to the lady, and she was saying that the people were chanting destroy Israel, and we are for human rights, you know. We're America, speaking of the USA, you know, we have freedom of speech. Are we supposed to have freedom of speech? These protests, they are absolutely and should be legal, right? Without any consequences, as long as they're peaceful. What's been going on around the world, E-man, when it comes to peace? When it comes to the colleges and these different places having protests, have they all been peaceful?
Yeah. And so, guys, if you guys want to join the conversation tonight, you can call us here at 563-999-3533. You can jump and dive into the conversation. You hear option one, and we'll, you know, your opinion matter. We want to hear what you guys got to say about the protest. But, man, guess what?
Yes.
We got to do a new segment over here.
We do. Yes, we have Her Chronicles by Miss Renee Matthews.
Y'all guys keep it locked. We'll be back with this more right after this.
Hi, I'm Renee Matthews. Here is your encouragement segment tonight on Mandy the Mentor Show. Tonight I'm speaking on joy. We need a little bit more of that in the world today. The smile on my face is all about him. Nothing to do with the things of this world. Just smiling and basking in the glory of his love. He woke me up with the simple kiss of a glorious light shining through my window pane. I smile because of him. Even when times get rough, I smile because I know I can trust him and I can stand on his very word. He is there with me, standing beside me or carrying me through so that I can smile no matter what I'm going through. The tears I cry of pure joy because this love is just that strong. He loves me like no other will. For those who know him know the love I'm speaking of. And for those who don't, I suggest you take the time to know his love is a game changer, life altering, and so amazing. Things become so clear. Life doesn't seem so hard. And your struggles no longer seem lonely. I can scream from the mountaintop and let the world know I love him so. The love is strong and deep. I know he has me no matter what I am going through. If I fall, he's right there to pick me up. Without a doubt, he has my heart and soul. My smiles all belong to him, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Psalms 5:11. But let all who take refuge in you rejoice. Let them shout for joy forever. May you shelter them. And may those who love your name boast about you. And I just want to boast about him today. He's amazing. He's glorious. And he loves us. And he has our best interest at heart. All we have to do is trust in him and stand on his word. Thank you for listening once again to Her Chronicles on the encouragement segment on Mandy the Mentor Show.
To the Most High.
Listening to Let's Talk It Up with Mandy. It's Girl Talk on the Mandy the Mentor Show right here on Blog Talk Radio Network.
It's the Mandy Mentor Show. It's the Mandy Mentor Show.
And Victoria.
It's the Mandy Mentor Show.
The Mandy Mentor Show with Eman.
Put your hands up to the ceiling if you feel it.
Mandy.
Education, good vibration, she gon' bring it.
That's Mandy.
Inspiration and power is food for your soul.
Mandy.
So wake up, stand up,
and let's go.
It's the Mandy Mentor Show.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
It's the Mandy Mentor Show.
And Victoria.
It's the Mandy Mentor Show.
Whoa, 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 whoa. The Mandy Mentor Show with Eman.
Welcome back, guys, to Mandy the Mentor Show. All right, guys.
Yeah.
That segment you just finished hearing, it was Her Chronicles by Miss Renee Matthews.
Yeah.
She talked about joy.
I got joy in my soul. What is that song? Feeling. Yeah. We feel war. Hey!
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yes, I do. War. I remember that one.
I got joy in my... Thank you, Miss Renee. We want to thank her for... Her Chronicles on tonight, that encouragement segment, Mandy.
Yeah, every time I hear her,
mm-hmm.
it's like a conversation that's taking place.
Yeah.
It's so soothing and just beautiful. But so we just thank Miss Renee Matthews for that. So we're talking about TikTok tonight, right? As you guys know, President Joe Biden.
I thought we were talking about the campus protesting.
Listen,
when we left off, we were talking about the campus.
We have two conversations.
College campus protesting.
Okay, so for those of you that are out there listening on the network and on the phone lines, we have two conversations going on tonight.
Right.
Prior to the break, we were talking about the campuses and the protest that has been going forward, right, throughout the world now.
Right.
The world. So the second part of a different conversation,
mm-hmm.
right, is about Joe Biden signing the bill to ban TikTok.
Well, let's finish talking. Let's set it back up because we did the audio for Channel 4 News.
We did.
Locally here in Dallas, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And to those of you that may have missed it, just logged on, we gave you a little audio, a little clip of what we saw that's been happening down there in the college campuses.
Right.
And so I'm quite sure all around the world people have been recognizing there's been protesting going on.
Mm-hmm.
Do we know the reason why they protesting?
Well...
What are they fighting for? what's the big uproar about all of a sudden?
Mm. There's just so many different voices and so many different views. A lot of people feel that the Palestinians are not getting a fair hand in this battle against Israel, and they accuse Israel of doing some horrible, brutal things to children,
mm-hmm.
right, and elderly. So. A lot of people are displeased and they're speaking out, but the majority of this protest, what it seems to be, and this is just from my research, mm-hmm. is that a lot of people are bagging the Palestinians against Israel. And it seems like they really want the United States of America to step in, you know, on the Palestinian side against Israel.
Yeah.
It's at the end of the day, you know, everyone has the right to feel the way they feel.
Yeah, right, right.
But it can't be forced, you know?
Yeah.
It can't be forced. And as the lady was stating when we listened to the Channel 4 clip, that they were saying, all these hateful things are towards Israel, you know, and what should be done to Israel. And so what's going on, it's bitter. It's very bitter. There's no sweetness to it, you know.
Yeah.
Our prayers are with the people that have been, lives that have been affected, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Our prayers are certainly with Israel, you know, and for the Palestinians, like I said, those that have been affected. But at the end of the day, we're just praying for peace. But many people are affected, Iman, because you have many people that have come from these countries over here to America, and they are in college, they're in school, you know.
Yeah.
And a lot of people they're affected because they see their loved ones back at home that are suffering. They're going through these attacks, and some of them have lost their place of residence. And things of that nature. So it's really hard, you know, for those that are connected for looking from afar.
Right, right. And so the phone lines are lit up tonight. If you guys want to join the conversation, you can hit option one. That's number one on your phone. You can chime in on this conversation. You know, you can put your input in if you like. But yeah, man, we living in a time where, you know, I think it was Paul said over in the last days, there's no peace for the wicked.
Right, right. And we are certainly in the last days.
Yeah, wicked time.
You know, we hear people say, and this is true, that this has always happened, right?
Right, right.
However, the magnitude of the people that it's affecting is different now, right?
Yeah.
Now you have people from other countries that are taking sides. Now not only are the Israel and the Palestinians, not only are they at war, it's causing wars around the world between individuals, people, right? And so now we're at a time where so many people are affected, and it's causing so much division outside of the two that are at in battle.
You know, when I grew up, man, I used to hear this saying, the old preacher used to say, in the last day, there'll be wars and rumors of wars. I kind of thought that meant like, you know, growing up, you know, like countries are going to be fighting, which they are. But it's so much war going on with just individuals.
Yes, everywhere.
Everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so we're in those times.
We are in those times.
Yeah.
And it's just important for us to continue to pray and continue to show love and be the peacemakers, you know, be the voices of reason, the voices of wisdom. In these times.
I agree.
But a lot of people are the reality is that a lot of people are affected, and we have a lot of people in these schools.
Yeah.
They're affected because their loved ones from afar have been affected.
And you know what's amazing, because what I've seen on the wire was interesting. You know, you have a right to protest. You know, that's your right.
Right.
And a lot of these students are, you know, they're on scholarships.
They are.
And they're pulling their scholarships because they're protesting. You know what I'm saying? And
so that just raised the question, do we really have rights? You know, are they taking our rights away as citizens? Now, we know that, you know, they say we're free, but when we go to make certain moves, we prove that we really aren't, not to the extent that they say we are, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And it seems to mean that we're being silenced even more. And there's a lot of control that's taking place, you know, citizen control. And, so with that being said, you absolutely hit the nail on the head. We're supposed to be able to protest peacefully.
And so,
but these people are threatened. They've been threatened. They're taking away their scholarships, you know.
And scared to go to class and all that type of stuff. And, you know, getting arrested, you know, you getting arrested for just a peaceful protest
because of what you believe.
Yeah, kind of. You know, I could see Martin Luther King in my mind right about now when he marched in the streets, and he did a peaceful protest. You know, they got They got, you know, dogs let go on them. You know, water hoses let go on them. Only because of pre. So my question would be, where do we have to be have a real violent protest? You know, just to get some heard, because it seems like when it's peaceful, it turns into violence. In other words, you're just trying to allow your voice to be heard and you're standing for what you believe. But if you getting a scholarship taken from you, if you're getting arrested behind it, if you keep getting beat up behind it, and then I can't believe that they will allow the armed forces to go in, because now you're attacking everybody. You don't know which one of the bad protesters or the good protesters. You're just going for everybody.
Right. I just feel like this country is just, they're just ready. It feels like, and I say feels because that just may not be accurate, but it feels like they're just ready to pull the plug, right? It just feels like they're just ready for something to pop off and escalate so that they can just really call martial law and that our rights as citizens can be taken away as a whole.
That's what it sounds like.
so at the end of, and I honestly believe those days are coming where martial law will be called and your rights and my rights will be taken from us. And that's not speaking debt. That's, we have to go back to Revelation. No, we have to go back to where we're going, right? Where we're going. This is the thing about the words being foretold, is that you have, sometimes you just have to weigh it out and see it come to pass. We've been knowing for years that they've been trying to change America over into a communist society,
because
the citizens, they feel like the citizens of America have too much freedom, they have too much say, so too much control. So they've been slowly trying to take the control away. And so at the end of the day, it's the small things, right? Watching these children, you talk about the armed forces going in, you know, I mean, to that magnitude, you know, dragging the kids out, destroying the camps that they have set up, which they had the right to do. Now you're taking away their scholarship. That's, at the end of the day, those are movements to control the people, to keep the people in line. And we have to see it for what it really is. A lot of times we as people, Eman, we like to turn a blind eye and say, oh, it's just happening this way, because no, we need to really see it for what it really is. That's taking away rights, and they've been doing it for so long now, you know, taking away the rights of humans, you know, trying to silence them. And so for me and my
United States.
So in my intellect and my thinking, it's like, okay, so what is really the message, what really is going on behind the scenes, that we're not, information that we're not privy to.
Spiritual wickedness in high places, man.
And a lot of times there's schemes and there's plots that's happening that we're not aware of, you know. And it's easy, Eman, to just stay on the surface and just be like, la, 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 la. God's going to do it. It's easy to stay on the surface. Sometimes we have to come off the surface and so we can see things a little deeper for what they really are. And then we know how to fight. We even know how to pray.
And that's the beautiful thing. Those of us in Christendom, you know, that practice Christianity, you got to understand that God, he hovers over us anyway for protection.
He does.
And so since he's hovering over us, why would we be scared to fight?
Right. We go back to the scripture where he says the people perish due to a lack of knowledge, right? And so many times when these things are going on in the earth, people turn a blind eye, right? Or when we start pinpointing things, bringing things to people attention, is, oh, you're just reading too much into it. Oh, you're just making something out of nothing. Well, this stuff has been brewing for so long. If we haven't paid attention, if we didn't pay attention in 2020,
with COVID,
come on now. It's just been one thing after the next, right?
Yeah.
And a lot of times we just have to really educate ourselves on what's really going on, what's the deeper message, right? We know that we're in the end times, and we know that a lot of these things are going to happen. It's going to get worse. Like we talked about, people talk about the battle that's been going on for years. Now it's affecting the world.
Well, you know what Mark said? While men slip, the enemy creeped in. Not literally sleep.
Right.
We sleep on what we're supposed to be doing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? While we over here, you know, arguing about this, you
distracted.
Distracted. The enemy just creeps in and do what he going to do.
Right.
Yeah. And so, ladies and gentlemen, those of you on the phone lines, on the network, we're just talking about it tonight around here on the Men Did a Mentor Show. We thought we would, you know, chime in and put our little two cents in.
Right.
You know, because everybody's talking about it. And it's amazing, man, that sometimes when you're talking to different other ones and you're listening to other shows and other podcasts, it's a lot of conversation, but, you know, we ain't got enough time to even get into the depths of the politics that's behind it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's another whole conversation.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So the more the story to me is, man, people have a right to protest. Just let it be peaceful. And, hey, make it do what it do, you know? And hopefully, at the end of the day, you know, they'll come out a winner.
Yeah, hopefully so. At the end of the day, hopefully there will be peace.
That's what I mean. We'll win with peace.
Right, and it's just these wars and these battles. They have just been intensified, you know.
Of course.
And it's not enough to say, okay, that's going on and it's happening there,
mm-hmm.
you know. No, yeah, it's happening there, but now people here and people in other countries are affected, you know. And so this is when we have to really, really see it deeper, right?
Yeah.
See what's going on. And also, you know, for those of us that are believers, seek the Lord's face for revelation.
Yeah. Well, that's our conclusion of the protest, huh?
Right.
But our president.
Listen.
He signed a bill, man.
He signed a bill.
To ban TikTok. We got audio for that, man.
Yeah, okay.
To those of you out there on TikTok. But this owner, he's fighting back. You know, the owner, but no, y'all ain't going to shut me down. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, as I kind of did my research and kind of checked it out, it's all about the content.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, really? Is it really about the content?
Mm. Well, they think that China mm-hmm. is using TikTok to spy on America and mm-hmm. gain information from the American people.
Mm-hmm.
And so, since they think that it's like a spy tool,
right.
They're demanding either TikTok be sold, or banned. They want to take the rights away from China, and China is not going to relinquish their rights.
Yeah.
And so now the U.S. is saying, okay, it needs to be banned altogether.
Well, Joe Biden banned it, man. Let's listen to him.
All right.
Let's see what Joe Biden had to say.
Rest assured, we aren't going anywhere.
It's official. TikTok is banned. But how long does the company have before they disappear off your phone? We're breaking it down. It was by a wide margin on Tuesday that the U.S. Senate voted in favor of legislation that would ban TikTok in the U.S. It all comes down to one thing. The app's owner, Chinese tech firm ByteDance, must sell TikTok. And the social media giant with 170 million U.S. users is forced to find a new owner. They have 9 months to do this or be banned from the United States entirely. TikTok promised to take the U.S. government to court if Biden signed the bill, and now that that has happened, we may see this go much further. The CEO has responded.
We are confident that we will keep fighting for your rights in the courts. The facts and the Constitution are on our side, and we expect to prevail again.
So what do you think, man?
At the end of the day, so the U.S. feels like this is a security threat, supposedly, you know, security threat. We just never know what's really going on.
Yeah.
And that's just where I am. I hear what they're saying, but we just never know what's really going on.
This can't be what we're talking
about. They started bringing out factual stuff. They started saying stuff like, in my earlier research, they talked about the security, purity being threatened over here in the U.S.
Right.
Then they went, like we do when we care about people, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is, they started saying, well, you know, TikTok, it takes so much time away from people's lives. People are not as focused as they used to
be. Social media.
I'm like, really? I'm like, exactly, man. Exactly. I'm like, wait a minute. So now you want to say this about what about Facebook been like that for years?
Yeah.
And YouTube been like this for years?
Uh-huh.
What do you mean? So that's when I'm like, oh, so now you're trying to play
mm-hmm.
on the hearts of the Americans,
people,
you know?
Yeah.
And But we never just, at the end of the day, we never really know what's going on. But for the government to be concerned when it comes to security breaches, security threats and things of that nature, it raises the question again, what else is going on that has not been spoken?
It's happening in the boardroom. And so at the end of the day, you know, the story is deeper, because when I was checking it out on the wire, first thing it was supposed to be for content. And I was like, surely they ain't on TikTok about their content. All the crazy content I see out there on Instagram and Facebook and, you know, and the AI commercials and all of this stuff. Surely they ain't out to TikTok for that. But, you know, it's way deeper.
Yeah, they're saying that these apps, they carry inappropriate and illegal content on TikTok.
So,
and then they're selling, people are also are being scammed, which is on the web. People are being scammed and all these different things are going on. But I feel like, of course, just like when lawyers go to court, they just use certain things in their defense, you know. I feel like that's just what they're doing, because this has been going on forever, you know, outside of TikTok. Facebook people have been, scammed? YouTube people have been, back in MySpace days, I'm sure. But YouTube people have been scammed. So at the end of the day, whatever is really happening, and maybe they just feel like China has too much of a hold when it comes to the American people as well. I mean, maybe, you know, you just never know. Well, I know America has been in deficit when it comes to owing China money. So we just never know what the real issue is.
Yeah, man. And so wonder what will happen if they get rid of all social media.
Are people going to be able to really function and go back to their normal lives, Z-Man? I'm really concerned, because, and I know that people will eventually adapt, but when things happen with social media, I mean, it's just for an hour or two, people go, I laugh when I say it, but people go crazy.
Yeah, man.
It just sounds crazy to say, but people, it's like coffee. Social media is like coffee. You have to have that dose, you know. You get your day going. You have to, like, for me with coffee, when in the morning I get my coffee or my tea, and I feel like once I have my coffee, tea, and some prayer, of course, but just coffee and tea I'm talking about right now, my day gets to going. That's how I feel like people is with social media. They cannot function unless they're on social media throughout the day.
Because you remember we had that outage. We had out a few months ago, and people literally were losing their mind.
I'm just like,
like, man, the world stopped when you couldn't get on. What was it? That was
Facebook, and it was Instagram. Yeah. Some people say it was Instagram. I don't know, but I know it was Facebook.
And that's when I seen them start. That's when they was talking about TikTok at that particular time. But you know,
people are caught in the algorithm.
People
themselves have been caught in the algorithm, and they don't. It's like they cannot move past not seeing something on social media daily.
But
there's some people that be on social media so much. I remember one of my sisters asked me, did you see this on Facebook? I put this on Facebook. Girl, I haven't been on Facebook yet. Give me a chance to go on.
Well, you know what? Some of us use it for what it's needed for.
Right.
Depending on what you're doing and why you use it.
There's nothing wrong with it.
But I'm trying to figure out, for the ones that think, these people that say they like you, you know, you don't know these people. You understand what I'm saying? Don't know. I mean, I didn't get enough likes today. You'll never see these people.
Nobody paid attention to my post.
You know what I'm saying?
It's validation, right? It's some form of validation for people. People feel like if they don't, if their stuff isn't liked, if it's not commented, if people, they feel a way. I remember, this is true. This is so crazy, and it's true, though. It's crazy. I remember a lady that worked with us. I'll just keep her name.
No, go tell us her name.
But her name,
I'm just kidding.
But, was,
we ain't trying to get sued
a lady
over here.
That, but she was a white lady, very cool. She was a supervisor.
Oh, you can tell her name.
I remember her. Her when she was going through her divorce, her husband worked in our mailroom downstairs, and you know, people just you know, some couples can get a little catty.
Mm-hmm.
He's in the mailroom and he was talking about her, and we know her character, so mm-hmm. it wasn't far-fetched. But she had posted an outfit that she had worn onto Facebook. This was years ago.
Okay.
And nobody liked it. Nobody paid attention. And she had a meltdown. And he was like, well, he said, he was like, what's wrong? Like, and she was crying. Nobody liked my post. Nobody, you know. And she felt so unattractive.
Oh, wow.
She felt so unattractive because she did not get the attention that she thought she should have gotten from Facebook. But a lot of people, even believe it or not, they look for validation when it comes to Facebook.
Did she commit suicide or anything?
No, she did not. But it was an issue with them because of that also. You know, just added to the issues, according to him, you know. But let me just say this. But it is true. This is true. A lot of people, I said this to say, a lot of people, they look for validation on social media.
Unbelievable, too.
It's a lot.
I get it. And to those of you that's on the network, listen over on Southern Soul, Artists Around the Globe Radio.com and Blog Talk Radio Network. It's the Men to the Mentor Show. We're just sitting here having a conversation or, you know, banning TikTok, you know, maybe Facebook later, maybe Instagram. What would the world be like if there's no Instagram? This is what it reminds me, Mandy. You probably don't remember this because you're young whippersnapper. We used to have pay phones when I grew up.
Oh, we had them when I was a kid.
Oh, you remember pay phones?
Yes, with that quarter in the pay phone.
Yeah, but we used to have a beeper that we didn't have a area code number on our beeper.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have an area code at all.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just taking us back down through time.
Yeah.
We got used to just dialing the first few numbers.
Mm-hmm.
But then they added the area code.
Yes, I remember that.
And, you know, we didn't have a phone line before we had the second line. You know, we call it a live line.
Mm-hmm.
The phone would be busy. Mm-hmm. You know, if anybody wanted to interrupt you, they had to call the operator to do all of that.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have evolved so much until no one can really appreciate, because all of it, where I'm going with this, all of it is a device to stay connected.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? I get why we use social media. I understand what social media is all about. It's to stay connected. You know, you ain't seen somebody in years. A friend may pop up because they just saw you out there.
Mm-hmm.
And they may respond to you that way.
Right.
But I wonder what would the world look like if we went back to the black pages?
Mm.
We went back to cell phones, you know, or we had to use our live line in the house.
People were not.
Man,
this new generation.
They wouldn't be able to function.
It,
you think
the
anxiety.
Like the
you talking about anxiety.
Ride. Yeah. It would
people
really
anxiety be high because they can't call their kids. I'm in the Dallas Independent School District.
Mm-hmm.
And they literally had to take up little kids' cell phone because the parents is so paranoid now with all the shooting.
Right.
I understand why they want their child to have a cell phone, but you can't call your child and ask them, do they want a peanut butter? you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But teachers had to take up cell phones because we're living in a paranoia land today where they're afraid to send their kids off to school and can't contact them. You understand?
And it's understandable.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot has happened in the schools, you know. But I understand what you're saying. It has become a distraction.
Right, right. And to the point to where they banned in TikTok. Wonder what would happen if they banned Facebook. Wonder what would happen if they banned.
Mm-hmm. So I get a text, and I'll just keep I will keep you anonymous, okay?
Oh, wow.
So I received a text, and someone says, who I love dearly, they said, what will I do without TikTok with crying emojis?
What would they do without TikTok?
Oh, my. Well, to you and millions of others, what will you guys do without TikTok? You will keep on. What's that song you be playing?
Keep on rolling.
You're going to keep on rolling.
Yeah.
Your shift.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, because that's why I was really trying to go with, if we got, but the more the story for me, if we got rid of all social media, the world is not going to stop. That's why I was going with it. You know, and I was trying to paint the picture. We made it when we had pay phones.
Mm-hmm.
when they got rid of the pay phones and the beepers, we all have evolved all the way up to social media where we stay connected. If it goes away, it will be another device out there where people will be able to stay connected.
But listen here, somebody have hit option one. Now, people been listening all this time.
That's fine.
And now we have an option one. Let's go to the phone lines.
Last four numbers, 1574. You're on the Mandy the Mentor Show. Hello, who is this?
This is Renee.
Hey, Renee.
Hey, Renee, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. I had to hit option one since she read my text message out loud.
Oh, you the one. Okay. Oh, you supposed to be anonymous. This is an anonymous caller, y'all.
This is the one that can't live without TikTok, y'all. What is she going to do?
What are you going to do if they ban TikTok? It's already banned, but what are you going to do if it go away?
Move to another country.
Oh, wow. You pack
no.
it up. You pack it up. You just ain't going to be able to make it, huh? Wow.
TikTok put me to sleep at night.
And then let me tell you what she do. She sends me stuff from TikTok. She'll text me stuff from TikTok.
Oh, wow. Wow. So TikTok have changed your Bible now, huh?
If I don't text it, she won't know it. She don't use it. So I have to keep her informed by sending her the information that I get off TikTok.
Yeah. Uh-oh, that's really? Okay, friend. Well, yeah, that's true.
Well, let me ask you this question, Ms. Renee. What do you think about TikTok with all the fighting that's going on with it? Do you think that it's going to go away? Do you think that it shouldn't be banned? They should lift the ban. What do you think?
Honestly, I don't think it's a reason to ban TikTok. For me, I'm on the fence with social media. I feel like for Christians, it could be a very powerful thing. We have a way to reach millions and millions of people through social media.
Right,
otherwise, we would never meet. We have a way of telling millions of people about Christ, about his love. So we can use social media in a positive way. And just like anything else, there are going to be other people who use it for negative, who use it for stuff that's not good. I mean, and that's just a part of life. So I don't think it should go away.
So what about the, you know, the government saying that this our security is being threatened by the China?
I feel like it's another way for them to step in and want to have control. Maybe they feel like with TikTok is giving China and other countries more access to the United States and information in the United States. But that don't happen without TikTok.
That's right. This is true, and that's something Eman and myself, we were talking about earlier in the show, Renee, is that it seemed like a lot of these are moves for more control, you know? We already, the United States, we receive a lot of our goods, our products from China, and Lord knows, I'm sure we're in deficit when it comes to owing China money, and maybe they just feel like China have a little bit too much control at this point. But I absolutely agree with you when it comes to, you know, TikTok, social media is used for good, and also, you know, people use it for bad and for destruction, but at the same time, you know, it is used for good also. I tell people in my family, as far as my children, do not let social media have you, you know, and basically don't be so much involved where they're addicted to it, where they feel like they can't live without it. I know we're playing about it tonight.
Well, Miss Renee is addicted. She's talking about moving.
She's
packing up and moving if they ban TikTok. We won't even be fine.
I'm totally joking about it. I mean,
yeah,
I do like TikTok. It entertains me when I can't sleep at night.
Right.
But I can live without it. I don't feel like it's the reason why the government should end it. Like y'all were talking earlier, I feel like it's just a part of control, to control us.
So question for you. So I'm going to put you to the test. It's at a. It's between TikTok and coffee.
Mm.
One of them have to go indefinitely. Which one would it be?
Oh, that coffee gotta go.
No, no, hold up, girl.
I'm
coffee.
Not drinking another cup of coffee.
Oh no! I thought we were friends. I thought we were coffee buddies. Oh no!
Oh, you giving up the coffee? I understand.
She said the coffee.
Oh, I am giving up the coffee.
Oh no!
Hey,
yo, TikTok is the devil now.
Well, I tell you what. You know, that's a good choice because that coffee is killing y'all. Y'all don't know it, but it is.
No, I drink good coffee. I drink mushroom coffee.
No, we drink healthy coffee.
Yeah, we drink healthy coffee.
What's in the world of healthy today? What's called healthy?
We have all the vitamins. We have vitamin D3. Come on, Renee.
My coffee. I got vitamin B in my coffee. My,
sure do.
My coffee is all vitamin.
Mushroom.
Mm-hmm. This is why TikTok got to put you to bed because you're drinking that coffee.
We have turmeric, we have mushroom coffee. It's the herbs. It came from the ground.
This is my point. This is why TikTok is putting you to bed because y'all drinking that coffee and can't go to sleep.
Oh, amen. Hush up.
Nope. I have a cup of coffee in the morning time. One cup every morning, not in the evening. So it's not the coffee.
Right. So but I don't understand you letting the coffee go for TikTok. But that's another story for another day.
Yeah. Well, Miss Renee, we want to thank you for calling in on tonight.
Yes.
We got another show to do.
Yes, thank you.
We appreciate
you. Thank you for having me.
Mm-hmm. Keep up the great work over here on the Mandy the Mentor Show.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank y'all.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, guys, make sure you guys follow us over to the E-Man After Show tonight at 9:00. PM Central Standard Time on We Talk Radio Network.
Yeah, why? Because it's Bible study night.
It is Bible study.
Yeah, we'll be doing Bible study over there on the E-Man After Show. We got a great pastor that's going to be teaching us on tonight.
Uh-huh.
I call him Mr. R.
Yes, Rory, Pastor Rory Matthews.
Yeah, he'll be with us on tonight. So, ladies and gentlemen, all of you that's over there on Southern Soul, artists around the globe, radio.com and Blog Talk Radio Network, follow us over there on the E-Man After Show on We Talk Radio Network. We're going to get into some word on tonight. Maybe you didn't stream your service on today. Maybe you didn't go into that. Because it stormed down here in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex last night.
It did.
And church was pretty empty today.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And so somebody didn't stream. Somebody had to work. But every first Sunday of the night, man, we try to give people a little word. And we got it tonight.
Right. We do.
We got Pastor R.
Rory.
Yeah, Rory. Mm-hmm. He's with us tonight. I'm calling him Pastor R.
Okay.
You know, and so we saw a peacock proud, hyena happy to have him. But Mandy?
Yes.
I tell you, it's been another great episode over here on the Mandy the Mentor Show.
It has.
We want to appreciate all that you do. You know, you got a new podcast coming out, Intriguing Conversations Podcast with Mandy.
Uh-huh.
That's launching this May. We in May, huh?
We are in
May. We got Mother's Day. Are we doing a show next Sunday? Mother's Day is next week, right?
It is.
Yeah, on the 12th. And so shout out to all of you mothers. Hope you have a blessed week. Listen, guys, you don't have to wait to Mother's Day. Go ahead and shout with these mothers for Sunday.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Give them a little something.
A little something.
You know, bless their heart, as the old folks say. Bless their heart. Bless their heart.
Yes.
Well, you know, at the end of the day, you know, a person could say Happy Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's almost like an anniversary. You could say happy anniversary all day long, but you better have something in your hand.
I wish you would.
You know what I'm saying? So be nice to your mother.
That's right.
And I guess we'll be back on, I guess we're doing a Mother's Day show next Sunday night, huh?
It depends.
Yeah, we'll shout out to, I guess
it depends.
I'll be here.
Maybe somebody can send me away for Mother's Day.
Send you away for Mother's Day?
Yeah, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, uh-huh. And maybe I'll be doing the show for Mother's Day, you know. I have a special co-host to come in. I did that last year, didn't I? One year
did
I did that. I, had,
I know you did have a co-host coming in with you.
Yeah.
Well, you have Victoria.
Yeah, Victor. Yeah, because I already know you ain't trying to work next Sunday night.
If I'm not here, you have Victoria.
She's a mother too.
Yeah,
shout out to Vic. So we might give all
she
the mothers
come
off
to work though, because she hasn't been here. we come back and she go on vacation.
Hey, that's your boss over there talking about you. I ain't
fired on your day off. Remember that, fired on your day off.
Well, hey, man. Let's get ready to wrap up, you know. Let's grab our bags and let's act like we're going to, you know, you just switch your networks.
All right.
And so, like, ladies and gentlemen, thank you guys for joining us. Thank you guys for, you know, listen, the stats looking good.
They are.
We want to appreciate all of you guys that listen every Sunday night. Mandy the Mentor Show is back. We've been on a hyenas because we've been we've been getting Mandy's podcast. We've been shooting a lot of her podcasts. So we've been working behind the scenes. You'll get to see a lot of what we've been doing. And so we're back live now. So tell everybody, every Sunday evening at, what is it, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, you know, the Mandy the Mentor Show is back on air.
We back.
We back. We back. Well, you ready to pack up and jump over there on We Talk?
Let's go.
Well, man, let's thank me.
B-I-G.
Because we believe in God.
Because God believes in me.
And we're all living proof.
Until next time, good night, everyone.
Peace.
Thanks for tuning in to Mandy the Mentor Show on blogtalkradio.com.